This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Harrison Ashley, Executive Vice President of the National Cotton Ginners Association. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We have three levels of regular training, the levels 1, 2, and 3, and each level, of course, builds on the other level, on the previous year's level. We generally suggest that people start in level 1. And that's the basic level where you start very basic understanding of the ginning principle and the different machines that are found in the cotton gin. Level 2 is a little more in-depth review of the equipment and also adjustments of the equipment and a little bit more about the cotton industry in general. And level 3 is for those advanced students that have gone through levels 1 and 2. And this is kind of the level that you would complete before you might want to consider being a certified ginner.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I mentioned the certified ginner program. One of the requirements for that particular program is that you complete levels 1, 2, and 3 at the gin school. The continuing education is a component of certified ginner, whereby it gives the certified ginner an opportunity to continue his education through the continuing education, which is a requirement of that certified ginner program. After 3 years, you have to go back and you have to have 12 additional hours of continuing educational credit to keep your certified ginner certification current.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
A few years ago, we looked at the continuing education component of the gin school and decided that we would broaden it to appeal to not only those students that are coming back for the continuing education requirement for the certified ginner program, but also for managers and superintendent of cotton gins. We felt like we were missing a large segment of our ginners that really needed to hear some of these presentations that are given there. And we've made an effort to include subjects and topics that would be of interest to not only those ginners, but also to managers and superintendents. This year would be a good example of a continuing education program that would include a number of topics such as applications that you can use on your iPhone or your computer that help you monitor your gin,